This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location under the Oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy, where we are every Wednesday night at 7:30. Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick.
Pretty loud here, about
all. I know. I know. It's strange because this is the first time that we've been doing a show when we've got a middle school game wrapping up. I wish I had better things to report about the outcome of said middle school game, but
they played hard.
You know, that they did. They played hard. They had heart, and it's experience stuff that's going to be useful in a year or two or three, depending on what grade they're in. So,
yeah.
All right. So, Frederica Academy, a 42-13 victory over Brookwood this past Friday night under the Oaks, and it felt like almost like a coming out game for Sam Dunbar. It felt like that this was his. Stamping his stamp on his performance.
He had a good game. You know, he orchestrated the offense really well. I think we ended up with over 400 yards of offense, I thought that we played really well, didn't turn the ball over, do some things that we needed to do. I think the biggest thing, we go back and watch film, is Coach Jurgen tried to come out in the second half. I told him he's going to throw the ball first three plays that we throw for you. He completes the job of that. He's like, yeah. Okay, so I just went back down to the other end. I didn't say another word. But other than that, I thought we executed really well. I thought we come out a little flat early, overall team-wise. Early on, they scored, got up 6-0, and then we just kind of took control of the game. And it was 28-6, I think, at the half. And then they wanted to run the clock the whole second half. So time was of the essence, and the second team was our younger bunch. Was already down at their 10-yard line, 9-yard line, about to go in when the clock ran out. So, could have been 49 or so, but our guys did a good job. They recouped and finished the game, and we got some stuff to build on. We have some things we got to clean up.
Three rushing touchdowns for Stanton Beverly on Friday night: 6 yards, 50 yards, and 63 yards. Obviously you can't hear what I say up in the booth on Friday nights. More than once, I have compared him to Stetson Bennett because he seems to have the arm and the legs, and you never know which one you're going to need, but you're glad you got both.
Well, that's something we've talked about being a little more when we go into it being 50-50. And I thought against Stratford, he did a really good job of almost threw for 200 yards. The other night, he turned around and run for almost 200 yards. So we have that ability to be able to run or throw at any time. And so for us, going out and having a quarterback that's mobile, that's a huge asset for us. And being able to orchestrate things and see things at the line of scrimmage really helps us too. And he's able to get us in some good situations.
This is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Talk a little bit about how the relationship between him and in general the 4Js, but in specific the relationship with J.C. Wessel that he's developed this year.
I think they have everybody has a good demeanor when they go into it. And Coach Jurgen goes into it with like a hit chart too, like how many times can we get the guys the ball? So he's got an idea how many times he wants to get the ball out to certain guys and all of those things. So with relationship-wise, when we're such a small team that every day, they depend on everybody every single day to be in there. And this week's been even more. How much more can they get involved, and how much can they work? Because the flu bug's been going around and everything else. So the relationship gets better and better every day, you know, and they get more confidence in one another, and they start to get a feel later on. And that's one of those things as they get older that's going to happen. Being a quarterback, you get an understanding of guys that you played with, where they're going to be and when they're going to be there. You know, I can think back in college and in high school, you know, and just knowing that Nathan was going to be on the other end and going to be there. And so he's got the same idea with JC and Jalen, and oh, heck, you got Braxton. All those guys can take the top off of it. I mean, Braxton caught the post down the middle of the field and got a call back on that one too. So he's got a good group of guys. And the thing is, those guys got length. You got a guy 6'7", you got Braxton 6'2", Jalen's probably 6'1", and can go get it. So got a good group that's got length, and he's got some guys that he can throw it to.
Now let's go ahead and talk about that. Let's go ahead and get the bad stuff out of the way. Lots of penalties, especially in the first half on Friday night. Some of them legitimate, some of them questionable.
Just call the ones that are obvious at times, and some of them is their opinion. So we had a few call back. I think at one point we had a drive that we scored two or three touchdowns in, and it was. Seemed like every time we'd score one, they'd throw a flag, and like they were looking for something. So I was like, okay. But at the same time, you know, when you got 12 men on the field, just throw the flag. They got 12 men. You can count them. Somebody's got to be able to. We paid 7 of you to come out here. One of you's got to be responsible for counting 12 guys. But, you know, when you break it down, I thought that we had a couple. One, I think, was a snap infraction. The ball, I think, slipped out of Fuller's hand on one of them when he was trying to set it, and it slipped. And then we had one false start. But other than that, you know, the holding penalties, I don't know. I thought our guys were in position and had good technique.
Does it get frustrating? Because it always seems like more times than not, we go out on the road and the home team, I'll go ahead and say it, the home team gets some home cooking. Does it ever get frustrating to not ever get any home cooking? Because that's the way it seems like to me from the booth. Maybe I'm just, you know, I don't know. And I know we're treading on very cautious ground here for stuff that you can say without getting a fine.
Oh, they fine us?
I've been told.
Oh, okay. I've said a lot in years and this year, too. But, yeah, you know, I think sometimes you get frustrated. Sometimes we just can you just call a good game at times? And call the obvious, you know, not the ones that you think were old, you know, or whatnot. But just call the obvious ones when people get tackled when they're trying to make a play, things like that. But, you know, yeah, we get frustrated every now and then. But at the same time, we also get to play in front of our crowd when we're home. So that, and then our crowds have been really good this year, and they've been.
Yeah, the Bluebirds have been coming out a lot against the Zebras this season, I've noticed.
But I'll, you know, our crowd's been awesome. They get in here and they're lively, and they rally the kids. Kids feed off of it. And, I mean, the other night, there's Channing, Peter, and everything else. It was hilarious, you know. But it's great having that good a crowd in our group. So playing at home will always be an advantage for us.
More to come on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi. I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory. Over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Seeking the top-rated food truck in Glynn County? 95 Wings is your solution. Offering some of the finest wings, loaded fries, and homemade seafood Alfredo. 95 Wings provides a range of homemade wing sauces, including their signature 95 sauce, garlic buffalo sauce, sweet heat, honey lemon pepper, and sweet teriyaki. To stay informed about our times and locations, text 95 Wings to 21000. Don't be shy. Give us a try. It's 95 Wings, where we sauce them and toss them.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you as always, and this segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Ashley Business Solutions, and by Lou Sopkia of Brunswick, which of course means that it's time for us to talk about the health of the team as always. We went into the game Friday night healthy, uninjured. Not 100% because you're never 100% during the season, but better off health-wise than we've seen the Frederica Academy Knights at this point of the season.
Let's go!
In many, many a year.
Yeah, we got one. I think Eric right now is the only one really beat up a little bit. Shoulder, but he seems to Cam told me he'll be ready to go by Monday, so we just kept him out all week during the bye week, get healthy, and should be back full speed and ready to go. I think everybody else is, besides the flu bug or whatever it is that we got going around, we won't use the COVID. But I don't think anybody, I think everybody's got the flu, so it's some type of stomach virus, sinus, whatever it is. But we've had about 6 days of them that have it here, so could be practice flu. I'm not really sure.
That 24-hour virus. Carl, have a seat, man. Join us, please. By all means, we got space.
I just want to give those two guys a match.
But, I think that's the only thing we've got right now. We get everybody healthy. Hopefully everybody will be back and running 100% on Monday.
So. How good is it for you to have been as healthy going into the bye week and have the bye week to get healthy? I mean, this seems like it's being set up for a pretty fortuitous situation for the second half of the season.
I hope so. I hope it really pays dividends for us. We got a good group. We just got to execute, and like you said, we got to just stay healthy and continue to play. I think we're right there where we need to be overall. I feel like we've had our chances in the two losses that we've got. We felt like we've had our opportunities to win those games. And we got to go out and these last four games. We need to go win and take advantage of that and get ourselves a high ranking going into this max preps, however they figure that stuff out.
I know that the max preps is still showing the I hesitate to call it a game, a less than a quarter of play versus West Nassau. What's the stats going back going to be as far as the technique goes?
We got to figure out a way to get the stats off of it, and it goes away, so we'll get it figured out here in the next week or so. So we'll get it done. But right now, like I said, it was 11 minutes we played, so it didn't count the whole thing. So it doesn't really count against us. We just got to figure out a way to get it out of the system.
Have you started working towards the schedule for next year? Are we going to see West Nassau again next year for a full rematch?
Right now, we haven't even started. So I know that they do their schedule. They're up to reschedule next year too. So we haven't talked. But who knows? I'm trying to get, I've tried to schedule them as close as we can to be at home and get good competition. Mainly, I look at the gates, can we get people here? And West Nassau brought a huge crowd when they came.
They did. I think it's the biggest crowd I've seen on that other side of the field.
And so that's what your goal is kind of in these games that aren't region games, is to get good competition and good gates. And, probably we'll talk to them again, see what they say, and go from there.
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, as we mentioned during the intro, we were here tonight and at the tail end of the middle school Knights game, so the crowd was here. We wanted to make sure that we weren't a safety hazard blocking the way. So we're kind of just sitting back, one of the tables here in the beautiful pavilion, and it is a gorgeous pavilion. I'm still just awestruck by it even now, 2 years after it being dedicated. If you're a Frederica alumni listening to this and you have not been back to the campus in the last 2 years, you need to make the effort to come here and take a look and see how your school has grown. It is the star of the GIAA at this point, as far as I'm concerned, as far as facilities go.
Well, we have nice facilities. We've done a lot of upgrades in the last 3 or 4 years, and facilities are top notch right now.
And because we are sitting at one of the tables in the pavilion instead of in the middle, we've got more seats at the table, which means more people to potentially pass the microphone to, including assistant coach Bo Juergen. So let's go ahead and pass the microphone over to him for a little bit. It's been a while since I've had a chance to chat with you officially on the record, sir. You doing all right?
It's been about a year.
Yeah, well. just about. All right, so, you know, we're... And one of the things I want to ask you about, I mean, this being the 15th year of Frederica football, I've been doing a lot of retrospection going back. I actually found pictures from the first game that I ever played, or that I ever called. I didn't play, obviously, but the first game that I ever called out in way, 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 way West Georgia back October 21st of 2011. And just going back over all of this stuff, and it just gets me feeling kind of nostalgic and everything. And I wanted to ask you the question, you know, how many, just for example, how many head coaches have you coached under?
This is my fourth, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and how many years in Frederica now?
This is my fourth year here.
Fourth year here, yep. All right. So compare Brandon Derrick's coaching philosophy or style to the other coaches that you have worked under before.
Oh, the best, without a doubt.
Is that a 50 or a 20 or less, no matter their coach?
Well, you know, to come to a place like Frederica where we do have smaller teams, not only in size but in numbers as well, you kind of have to love it. And Brandon and I have always had a really good relationship. He even said it yesterday, you know, that a lot of times we're thinking the exact same thing. That's true offensively. We both kind of see the game the same on defense. I don't do a lot on defense, but I can throw in my two cents from time to time. But as far as the atmosphere, you know, everything, the preparation of going into everything, it's the best that I've worked for.
Now, you mentioned a little while ago that you wanted to make sure to get as many touches for the four J's and the others as well. King, you know, the King, Braxton Sykes came by a little while ago during the break and everything. How important how do you measure that? How do you weigh that between getting everybody the ball as opposed to playing the hot hand for the night?
Well, if I can find a hot hand, I'm going with the hot hand. You know, that's kind of the nature of the beast. But at the same time, I really want to make people happy or keep people happy.
You're a people pleaser.
Well, when you have the weapons, and we do have the weapons. I think we targeted Braxton 5 times the other night. We were only able to really make an impact one time, but it was, you know, a good 12 yards right off the bat. And so, I'm still trying to find ways to get Eli Middleton the ball. He's another of the skill guys that's just, you know, at some point he's going to sneak up on somebody and be wide open, and we're going to find him, and it's going to be a substantial gain at the right time in a game. So that's what I'm trying to do as we move forward. But a hot hand is a hot hand, and you kind of got to roll with that.
Yeah, so it's always a very measured, you know, trying to make sure that you're playing the hot hand versus going to the well too many times.
Sure.
So, hey, real quick. Got to take another break. We'll be right back. This is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be right back.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Toke. We are here thanks to Frederica Pharmacy, 95 Wings, and Marshland Credit Union. So let's go ahead and run over this before we get into the bye week and the following week and all that, and let's talk a little bit of royalty. Our newest local celebrity, starting kicker and homecoming queen, Mary Ford Fitzgerald, number 45 on the field, number one in our hearts. I did not realize, I mean, I knew she was smart. I knew she was talented. I did not realize the resume that she had until they started reading off what she has done and what she is planning on doing on that field Friday night. She is an amazing young woman.
Yeah, she's got a list of things on her resume that she's a great kid. Just academically, probably one of the top students here. And then just well-rounded, you know, well-behaved, always yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am, all the time. She's just an exceptional kid, and glad that she's been part of our program for the last 4 years. And you know, she's done a great job for us. And she's just, I mean, Coach was telling us the other night, as soon as we started doing updowns, she was out there doing them too. I didn't see her doing them, but, you know, she's going to do what everybody else does too.
Well, I mean, regardless of the fact of the difference of you know, XX versus XY, she's an athlete. And, you know, I mean, the fact that she's got the soccer accolades that she has and the accuracy that she has shown on kickoffs, I mean, she's an athlete. Don't try and paint it any other way other than that. I saw Becky going up against somebody online on social media, trying to demean her, you know, participation in this. And yeah, no, Becky like, you know, smacked him down, and I think he deleted his account or something. He was like embarrassed by the.
Yeah. I did want to say, I hope it makes you happy, that she is great at baked goods, too, because if that's what you're looking for, okay.
Yeah, she did. She made some of those lemon cookies here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget about that. Well, we're, you know, super glad to have Mary Ford as a part of the Frederica family. Look forward to what she accomplishes, the rest of the season here, because we still got plenty of games to play, but then also what she does at Wellesley. And yeah, I hope, you know, I did a little research on Wellesley. First college for a year of tuition to break the $100,000 mark. I hope she's getting a free ride.
I don't know. I haven't asked.
We'll see. All right, so back to football for at least the last, well, you know, we got like 60 seconds here before our next, no, it's not a break. Sorry. Never mind. I'm misreading the script here, so. All right, so it is bye week. Knights have got the Friday night off for this week. How have you done? Have you given them, you know, a couple days of rest? How's the schedule going to go for, you know, what has gone on since the game Friday night, as far as, you know, what's going to build up towards next Friday night versus Robert Timms?
Well, Monday we came in and lifted, and It was senior night for the volleyball team, so our guys went in and cheered on the volleyball team, and I thought they did a great job, actually. The volleyball team was very appreciative. Our guys were outstanding, I was just proud of them for going in and cheering. We get cheered on a lot on Friday night, and sometimes you forget that everybody else is playing, and most of the time the volleyball team kind of gets let out. But Coach Eric and I, we talked about it, and we're like, let's just go in there and cheer the volleyball team on. It was senior night, and they were very appreciative of how that went down. And I thought our kids did a really good job of representing school, and I was proud of them. And then Tuesday, we had this regular practice. Today was regular practice, and tomorrow we'll have somewhat of a regular practice. Get in, get out, be quick.
No cool pads tomorrow?
hope not. I won't say that it won't be, but if we're working the way we need to, we'll get in and get out. I'm trying to be as more fundamental and like game plan ready this week, and then next week we jump right into Robert Toombs and go full bore.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Do you take the opportunity during that extra bye week, because you always want to be, folks, you know, it's like the whole Coach Belichick thing, we're on to Cincinnati. When you have that extra week of prep, do you ever take the chance to kind of sneak ahead and look ahead and look at the region play that will be starting in 2 weeks?
At least one game.
Yeah, we've you asked that crazy question. Yes, we've already been breaking down numerous films and games and teams. But, we kind of game planned this week for Robert Toombs and Bullock to go ahead, because the Bullock's a short week. So the following week, we play them on a Thursday night. So we went ahead to try to get a little game plan in. Start game planning for them too as well. Like I said, we come back in on Monday, it's full bore for Robert Toombs, and then we'll pick back up with Bullock after that. But yes, we try to track down as much film as possible during this week and try to start game planning as much as possible when we can.
Now, I know that you said that the Brookwood offense was very similar as far as the offensive scheme with Bullock. Was that helpful in making it to where your prep for them is already like a half a step ahead?
I think a little bit. You know, they're option heavy. Bullock is, and they run it in a lot of different formations, and they're really, really good at it. But it goes back to some of our rules and how we're going to handle it with Brookwood, the way we play Brookwood in times. So it kind of gives you a little bit of an advantage, but I wouldn't say a ton, because you have to really. They just have a ton of formations you have to get ready for with Bullock. They put people on, try to get people on bad spots, and we just have to be ready to get lined up correctly and make plays. And so far, you know, I thought this week pretty good. I thought our kids done a pretty good job getting ready for Robert Toombs on Tuesday, and then today working with Bullock, and then tomorrow we'll mix both of them up and do two team periods and get in, get out, and get looks at both of them.
The friendly relationship that y'all have had with Robert Toombs over the years, does that make prepping for this game and playing for this game easier, more difficult, no difference? How does that fall?
It doesn't make any difference. We're going to prep, like I said, we prep like we're getting ready for the San Francisco 49ers, you know, or whoever the best team in NFL is. We're going to prep and be prepared for their best.
I think the Niners this year.
The 49ers are 3-0. Y'all, leave it alone. Leave it alone. They're 3-0. You can look it up with a backup quarterback. So, But, you know, I think for us, and I think Coach Eric and I, we always look at, we're going to get everybody's best. So you prep for everybody's best. You don't prep for somebody making a turnover or doing anything. You prep for everybody making a catch. I mean, like, we've had games where you go watch them and you're like, God, they haven't caught a ball. And they come out and they throw the first 10 passes and it sticks in their face mask. Like tipped area, yeah. You know. And so you just have to prepare for everyone's best and be prepared for it. And that's what we try to do. We focus on that every week.
Frederica Knights on the bye this week, but we will be here next Wednesday night under the Oaks for another edition of the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak signing off as soon as Coach Derrick gives us those last two words of every single Wednesday night.
Go Knights.